take the train last time. They came and picked us up. Because her, like, husband... They own a stationery slash bookstore inside a 7-Eleven, which is like a mega 7-Eleven. Uh-huh. And so they were really, really well off. So they drive us back, and then they...
Hang on just a second. Right. Yeah.
So...
Continue.
So they take us, and we arrive. It's kind of a downtownish, not big, but just center there, I guess. And we go to this... big building, and there's a private elevator, and we go up four stories, and it's the top floor, and we come out of the elevator and turn the corner, and it's just like you're like inside, but you're outside, and so you walk to the front door, and you look to the side, and there's a whole garden. It's like they had plants and
like a lawn,
trees and lawn, and it was on the fourth floor of a building. And so we go in, and they have, in their front entrance area, there's a massive tusk from a, what was it, like elephant tusk, and that was really cool.
This was in Tokyo, right?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and there was a really long hallway, really long hallway.
It was kind of like a hotel.
It looked like a hotel
with just
all these doors
yeah.
Off.
It was very traditional.
Carpet. There's a red carpet and like all these doors coming off to the sides and gold wallpaper all around. And there's sliding doors that go off to
each
the sides.
Room, yeah.
And so there was like the kids' rooms,
which we didn't really see.
We let them, you know, keep their privacy. That, you know. Then there was a kitchen and sort of like dining living room.
Yeah, there was a kitchen with a kind of regular American style table and chairs, and then right next to it in the same room was
like tatami mat.
Yeah, and then you sit down on the floor and there was a table, a small table.
So like the family like chill place.
And TV, yes. Yeah. Kitchen was really high tech. They had like sliding cabinets that came down automatically. Push it up and it would go back. And then you just didn't realize how big the house was because the hallway was so small. And then she went to the end and opened the door, and then she had like four beds on the ground. And, you know, this was our room. They had exercise equipment and kind of like a religious like little corner in the room.
This was probably just like an extra room.
Yeah.
Like that.
It was kind of like a workout slash praying room.
Just like, you know, used for whatever room. And they had, was that their dad's study? Like, office, sort of?
I don't know. The living room?
Yeah.
Well, the living room was the living room. And they had a fireplace, which I'm not sure was a real fireplace, but it was, like, marble, large marble fireplace with a huge model ship above it. Like the one we saw in on the tour yesterday, except a little smaller. And they had all kinds of instruments. The whole family played instruments.
Yeah.
They had...
You mean like Japanese instruments?
No, like bass. They had the cello. They had a large piano.
Because this was like a music family. This is one of the families.
This
the kids
was a music family.
Yeah, they had a kid, and then they had two older,
sons
who lived there as well. So they had their own.
And what were the people like? What were the parents like?
Parents were really nice. I think the father was definitely like a boss. He was like he just didn't talk very much, but he just like always looked relaxed.
Yeah, he would always
and
look
he always
like
drove.
Nothing was ever wrong.
The mother was really like the one to be in charge most of the time.
Yeah, the dad was just sort of chilling around. Like,
and did you guys go out or did
yes,
you stay in?
We went out every night, both nights, and. First night we went out to Japanese-Italian style restaurant, and that was very overwhelming. I mean, we had our own private like area to sit in the thing. They knew the chef. They had the menu brought to us, the like specials menu, and And then they just ordered all this food, and it just kept coming. It was like
you would think it would stop. You think it would, like, you know, after this meal, you know, there's gonna be maybe dessert. But then after that main course, there was another main course.
So we had, like, first it was like plate a big long wooden line of sausage. That was like the appetizer, and then came
salad. The rice, the seafood rice sort of thing, right? And that was still the appetizer, evidently.
And then they came with a big bowl of two full crabs in pasta with some really nice sauce. And that was really good. And then while we were eating that, they brought us a bowl of plate of octopus ink or squid ink, squid ink covering pasta, and that was fine.
That was good. We were a little bit worried about it.
Yeah.
So did you get the impression that this was a special occasion because you guys were there, or that they did this regularly?
It was very hard to tell because they knew everyone in both restaurants that we went to.
So it was evident that they've been there before.
Yeah.
And that, like, you know, they do all their regularly, but I don't.
And then we had David actually ate this plate of cow stomach.
Yeah.
And he said it was good, but I didn't try it.
I don't know, because I'm just like, I know except for Konnichiwa.
That was that night. Just kept going. And then the next night we went out to, in the morning she fixed us a big breakfast.
She was up at like 4 o'clock.
Yeah. That was really great. Eggs, sausage, toast, muffins,
they seem to like having
juice,
big breakfast,
cereal,
yeah,
everything.
You don't just whip out the cereal boxes in Japan.
No. And then that night, we went out to a traditional Japanese restaurant. The restaurant was downstairs. We went upstairs. And there was like a house, like private chef.
Private bathroom.
Yeah.
Private.
The bathroom. Like, was amazing. It was
okay, so you would walk in and the toilet seat cover would open automatically. Like you don't even have to look at
it. And
it just opens.
And it shines while that's happening, it shines a light
into the bowl
so you can see. and then
music
starts playing.
Music would start playing.
It's like classical.
Music would start playing. I mean,
yeah.
it was all automatic. You don't have to flush.
It's ridiculous.
You don't have to flush.
Yeah.
It's all automatic. The water, the soap was automatic.
Toilet seat heats.
Yeah, everything.
Yeah.
It was just too much.
The light in the bathroom that I had was like automatic.
And one time I was in there and the light just turned off. And it was because I wasn't moving, and it was hella scary, and I couldn't get it to turn back on, so I was just sitting in there in, like, total darkness.
That's
because
it took too long, dude.
No.
Japanese just do not poop that long.
Okay.
It just doesn't happen.
Okay. I'm pretty sure they don't go to the bathroom.
I know, I'm pretty sure I've never seen it. Any of our homeless people.
None of them have ever been, like, going in or coming out of the bathroom.
Never, ever, ever, ever.
They just sort of, like, I feel like they just have
absorb
it, like... Just because they think it's supposed to be in the house.
Yeah.
They were saving it up after you left.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess the...
Americans are gone. Okay.
Oh, yeah. We forgot the steak. We also had steak.
Yes.